Pride Month is a month of joy and celebration for the LGBTQ+ community. Weeks of parades, parties, and other special events sound fun, no? It also, however, highlights the unique challenges and discrimination that these folks continue to face on a daily basis. This is precisely why Halifax's queer spaces, run for and by the community, are so vital to our city. What do I mean? Let me explain. Vivian Shepherd is one of 10 staff members at the Glitterbean Cafe, a queer, worker-owned coffee shop in Halifax. Alongside regular barista duties, they take care of a lot of the company's finances, as well as coordinating events and ordering products. What is it like working at Glitterbean, or what's kind of the general vibe here?
Well, it's very pleasant. It's definitely the nicest term in terms of like clientele. Like everybody that walks in through the doors is typically very nice. They're most typically queer. Sometimes people will thank us for, we had an employee that recently left and they took down our keffiyeh, but we had a keffiyeh in the window and people would come in and thank us about it or just say how much they love the books in the back. It's in general very nice and pleasant. It can be a little bit hectic from the organizational side of things, but most of the time it's very pleasant.
Overall, they think Glitterbean is a great place to be, with all the staff looking out for and taking care of each other. It also offers them a safe environment to freely express their identity that they haven't experienced in other workplaces. They say as a trans person, it has been hard to find work, and they explained that they have been let go from previous jobs for reasons that feel close to their transition.
For me specifically, and I think also for one of our other co-owners, Peppermint, we're both trans femme. It's very difficult to find work. I have been let go of places for reasons that kind of feel close to my transition. I did have general manager tell me that I really like you, but the higher ups need me to cut someone, and I don't think they're quote progressive enough. I've also had other places fire me the day after I wore a skirt to work for the first time. This is a little earlier on in my transition, but so for me and for her specifically as trans girls, it's secure and safe, and we know that we get to go to work and we don't have to worry about that kind of administrative pressure. We don't have to worry about potentially hiding who we are. We also don't have to worry about standing up for ourselves. So for me specifically, it means a lot of safety that does not necessarily come with other jobs.
As for Glitterbean's future, they wish to see the space much livelier. She also wishes to turn the space into a nighttime hangout spot with dancing and other events in the evenings. Overall, places like the Glitterbean Cafe offer a safe and fun place where all can go and be their truest selves. If you're looking for a spot with a different vibe, see the list in our written portion of the piece for other queerly beloved spots. Thank you for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalists Initiative.